and welcome to PM at Pulse's Made America. I'm your host, Brian Harris. And today, we are starting our episode 7, I believe, of PMA. It was something that I knew at first. It was something I knew I wanted to do, but I wasn't actually doing it. So now, I got some new setup things. I got this glow. I got this, and I got a lava lamp. I got all this stuff now. So now we're not done. We're going to be adding stuff. So if you're listening from Apple Podcasts or whatever, you can't see anything. And I have added more segments. And one of our segments is called The Shot, which we're going to be getting into right now. If you are on a podcast, I'll pause the video, because if you're on a podcast, you are not going to do this segment because it is only for video. All right, so I'm back at my desk from that shot. And like I said, if you want to have a chance to win a prize from the shot, all you got to do is like, comment, and subscribe, and you can win one of the prizes. Today's prize was $10. Nobody won today because I made it, but maybe you'll have a chance. So now we're going to get into our segment that involves the iPad. Well, really, the rest of the segments involves the iPad. But the iPad. You might be wondering why I'm using the iPad. Today, I'm using the iPad so we can go through our latest news. The iPad stand is actually right there, but we're not going to use it today. I'm just going to put my computer down a little bit because I don't need to see that. That's just a recording thing. Well, I do need to see it a little just to make sure everything's going planned. So, first thing. Hundreds celebrate first birthday of a boy who lost both parents in El Paso shooting. A Texas community hit by a terrible tragedy last summer came together over the weekend to celebrate a survivor first birthday. So this is happy. This is good. During a time of crisis or a time of uncertainty. Oh my God, I can't talk. It is good to see that people are doing their part. Next thing in the news. Study estimates 24 states still have uncontrolled coronavirus spread. And this is a problem. You might ask, why is this a problem? This is a problem because out of those 24 states, I guarantee you some of them are the states that have started reopening, like Texas. I'm going to name out states, but I don't know. I don't know if those states, it's one of those states. But like Texas, I'm in Texas right now, and Texas might have an uncontrollable spread of coronavirus. That's why it's not time to reopen. And you have to think of that number, 24 people, 24 states have, let me shoot that. The camera's probably rocking. That's annoying. All right, I shouldn't have did that. Camera probably rocked for a minute, but yeah. Yes. And that's 24 states. That's states. Those are 24 states. And that's a large number. So we have to make sure that we have everything at least a little under control before we can even think about reopening. So next thing. Health officials shut down New Jersey gym that reopened in defiance of governor's order. So I know where I'm at in Texas, gyms were allowed to reopen under 25% capacity and all that good stuff. I guess this person, I don't think New Jersey has allowed gyms to open. And yeah. And one thing I hate is when people, like the hair salon lady in Dallas, so she was doing something that she shouldn't have been doing, and she reopened her hair salon when she wasn't supposed to. And what's ironic to me is people who make these rules and make the stay-at-home orders and make the social distancing orders, into people who do this, like the district attorney, they're defending the lady. They don't think she should go to jail. She's putting people's lives at risk, and she should go to jail. So that's what I have to say about that. Next thing. The worst thing in this. U.S. officials discuss nuclear tests. MOVE would be the first in decades, and this MOVE could be bad because it could be bad because countries could be mad at us, and you don't want a country to be mad at you. It'll get real bad. USSR, it was an allies and everything. But America, in my opinion, is not a. We don't need to test nuclear missiles because there's no need for it. Because nuclear missiles, they could end the world if we're being real. So I always had a problem with nuclear missiles. I never liked them because they could end the world. Who would like something that could end the world? Seriously, who would like something that could end the world? No one. And this, a nuclear missile test, is basically saying, it's just crazy. So we're gonna go to our next thing. The worst thing. VP Joe Biden says black voters who aren't already supporting him ain't black. First of all, Joe Biden is not in your place to say that a black voter is not black because he doesn't vote for you. And I support Joe Biden, but you can't say this. First of all, you're gonna lose people who, yeah. You're gonna lose a large percent of the black community. Of every community, because basically what he is saying is what people have already been saying for a long time. The Democrats don't care. They take the black vote for granted. They do not care for the black vote, and that's what I was seeing in the comments when I looked at this. People are saying that Joe Biden does not care for the black vote. And this comment on my opinion was outrageous for him to say. Because first of all, you can't say anybody is not black. First of all, he's not black, so he can't say that. He can't comment in on anything for the black community. He can't say that because he's not black. So we're going to stop that and we're going to go to the next thing. A father fatally stabbed by son during group Zoom chat, police say. That's sad. That's really sad. All right. So the drug touted by Trump is linked to another increased risk of death in coronavirus patients, study says. Now, Trump, I hope you weren't lying about saying you were taking, what was it called? I just forgot what it was called. Let me find it. Hydrochloroquine, yeah. I hope you weren't lying when you say you were taking hydrochloroquine. Because now you have deaths. You have people dying because they think it's working. And they're dying now. So, Trump, please don't. A third suspect has been arrested in the death of Ahmaud Arbery. Ahmaud Arbery, he was a black jogger jogging. And he was shot because he was thought to have... this is a ridiculous case because... This should already be done, and those two people should have life in prison because they murdered an innocent man. And we're seeing this way too often. And I believe this third suspect was the cameraman. I believe I do not know for sure, but I do believe that it was a cameraman. So we're gonna find out. All right. Here's a quote from Trump. I tested very positively. No, I'm gonna say that for the dumbest thing somebody said in the White House. I'm gonna say that. All right. GOP lawmakers kicked out of Illinois' legislative session over refusal to wear a mask. And I'll be right back, guys. All right, so. GOP lawmaker kicked out of Illinois' legislative session over refusal to wear a mask. I am happy this was made because practice what you preach. That's what I'm going to say. Practice what you preach. And if you're preaching and telling everybody to wear a mask, how about you wear a mask? Because you're putting people at risk now. And I'm happy he was kicked out because he has to wear a mask whether he likes it or not. It will slow the spread of coronavirus. So, thousands from coronavirus hotspots flocked to Maryland and Virginia as parts of states reopening. And that's what could happen. So states that did not have a large number of coronavirus cases, they could start seeing during this reopening, people could be moving around, doing all that, and we're in those places where, how do I say this? Those places where there were little to no coronavirus cases or wasn't a hotspot, people were moving into that place, and now it's a hotspot. I'm watching that. That's cool. All right, but yeah. All right, social distancing a week earlier could have saved 36,000 American lives. Now, this has to do with Trump. And this is going to be a big factor. I know Joe Biden is going to target this during the election. It's going to be a big factor. Trump did not believe in the coronavirus. He didn't believe it was going to come to America, so he did not take the right precautions and the right things necessary to stop the coronavirus. And now we have a widespread 1 million cases pandemic. So, yeah. All right. We have some reassuring news from the CDC. Viruses does not spread easily from contaminated surface or animals, CDC says. So, if the coronavirus was on the surface like this, or this, or this, or this, this is not saying you can't get it. It's saying it's not easily spread. Yeah. Trump is reportedly refusing to unveil Barack Obama's presidential portrait, breaking a 40-year White House tradition. And this has to do with Trump hating Obama. And hating is I want to say disliking, but it's been, it didn't move way fast. Past disliking, man. Way past disliking. So we are done with that segment, and we're gonna go into our next segment. We're gonna take a moment of silence for the people who have lost their lives fighting for our freedom and fighting for this great country. So, before I stop that, I said this great country. And I'm not going to say I regret saying that, but it's not a great country right now. There's a lot of bad things going on. Bad things that have to be stopped. Things like Trump firing whoever he wants to, when he wants to, how he wants to. Trump lying. Trump doing everything in his power to make sure America fails, but to make sure that he's not liked. I mean, I don't know if Trump is trying to not be liked, but if he is, it's working for you, Trump. It's working. Alright. So, that is a Memorial Day, and happy Memorial Day, guys. Thank you for all the men and women who serve for our country and for our freedom. We're gonna count down the dumbest things anybody in the White House has said. All right, here's a quote for you from Trump. I tested very positively in another sense, though. This warning, yeah. I tested positively toward negative, right? So I tested perfectly this morning, meaning I tested negative. I mean, yeah, is it that hard to say I tested negative? I have to say all that. Okay. All right, that was one segment, and we're going to go into our... about this, like I said, the podcast won't be able to see this, but look, we have a glow. one podcast. It's going to be a special podcast on YouTube dedicated to me pointing out all the countries. So I'm going to be doing my study. I'm going to be doing my research. And I'm going to try to do that. So let's move on to our next segment. All right, we're going to move on to watching you. This is someone I am watching for doing something good. And the person I am watching this week is... Drum roll, please. That was so late. All right, so the people I'm watching today is the people who are patriots in themselves, the people who are fighting on the front lines to ensure that we are safe and we can wake up to normal one day. Maybe a different type of normal, but the front line men and women, the doctors, the people who have been working in this pandemic to ensure that you and your family are safe. Those are the people I am watching this week. All right, we're going to move into headline. So this is why I do the dumbest headline of the week, or just the most disrespectful or anything headline of the week. Now, this is a Memorial Day special, so it's only about 17 minutes. But the headline for today is the worst headline of the week. Joe Biden said, I'm not reading off anything, but he said, if you're having trouble if you're for me or him, then you ain't black. That is the dumbest headline. That's stupid. The freaking, why did you say that? Headline of the week. But I am your host, Brian, here, signed out for today, but I'm not going to sign out on you yet. So earlier, we did the shot. I made it so nobody get game money. But since I made it, I'm going to give you one more chance. You can win $5 if I make this shot. If I make this shot, whoever comments, whoever like, comment, and subscribe can win $5 if you have a cash out. Can win $5. So I'm going to give you a chance. It's going to go down because I made the first one. I want to give you a chance, so we're going to try this. All right, the podcast, y'all will not be in on this again. So for the podcast, thank you for watching. Thank you. Please subscribe. You can get me on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. I said Facebook. You can't get me on Snapchat or Facebook, but you can get me on Instagram. It's underscore Byron, ITZ underscore BYRONN. And then on Twitter, I don't know my Twitter name. That's ironic. But yeah, I'm your host, Byron, here to sign up for today. The Twitter name will be in the description. Peace.